Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of faith-filled words was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in the UK and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
That's not what happened here. That's not what happened in Daniel. That's a wrong assumption. There are things that are going on in the spiritual world behind the scenes. God is a spirit. John 4:24 says, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. God moves in the spiritual realm, and then it comes into a physical manifestation. But God moves before you see things happen. And if you're one of those people that just prays and then opens up your eyes, and if you can't see it, then you think nothing happened. You just stopped the process. You keep what God has done in the spiritual realm from manifesting itself in the physical realm. You've got to continue to believe that God is moving when you can't see it or feel it or perceive it by your five senses. And if you can't do that, your faith is the bridge between the spiritual world over into the physical realm. If you can't believe that God has moved when you can't see it, then you take away the bridge. There is no conduit. There is no way for what is in the spiritual world to come into the physical world. Faith is what gives substance to things hoped for and is evidence of things not seen. Faith is your ability to see something and believe that something is happening when there is no carnal proof of it. There's no physical proof of it. Faith is believing what God's Word says. God is telling you what happens. And you have to get to where you believe this more than what you feel in your body, more than what your checkbook tells you, more than what you see with your eyes. That's what the Bible calls faith. And most people, most Christians, cannot do that. They just think that if they can't see it, God hadn't done anything. Well, then you'd never accept this wild story that I'm about to tell you, that right now, did you know that there are television and radio signals in this room? Bunches of them. Dozens of them. And they're loud. And they're bouncing all around in this room. And some of you would say, no, they aren't. Why? Because you can't see them. You can't hear them. But just because you can't see or hear them doesn't mean that they're here. It just means that you aren't very smart. I can tell you that there are radio and television signals in this room right now. And all you have to do to prove it is to take a television set, plug it in, turn it on, tune it in. And when you see the picture is not when the signals come. The signals are already here. The signals are here 24 hours a day. They're going all of the time, but you just can't see them because they're in a different realm. But they do exist. We understand that germs exist. You can't see germs, but you've come to believe that they exist. Now, you can take a microscope and magnify those. But you know what? There are things happening that you can't see, taste, hear, smell, or feel. And we've come to recognize that. That is true in the spiritual world. And just like this fig tree, Jesus cursed it. He didn't do anything in the natural, but he spoke words. He used the power of faith-filled words, and he cursed something and commanded it to die. And the moment he spoke, boom, that thing was dead, but it was in an unseen realm. It was below the surface. But those roots were dead. That plant was dead. It was just a matter of time until what happened below the surface became visible above the surface. And if you could understand this and apply this, it's the same with you. If you speak and curse sickness, curse cancer, curse multiple sclerosis, curse anything that's come against you, curse poverty, curse lack and inadequacy, curse fear, curse all of these things. Say, in the name of Jesus, you can't stay in my body. And if you say that and believe it with your heart, you may not feel any different at that moment. You may not look any different. But if you don't doubt in your heart, that moment, that thing is dead. And it may take a period of time for your body to recover. You know, I prayed with a woman who had multiple sclerosis this morning, and I told her about this lady, Mercy Santos. She's on one of our healing journeys back there. And Mercy came to my meeting in Florida a number of years ago, and she was in a wheelchair with multiple sclerosis. And she prayed and believed that she received. Did you know she didn't feel one bit different? She came in a wheelchair and left in a wheelchair, but she believed that she was healed. And she started trying to do what she could do, and she started resisting. And in 6 months' time, Mercy Santos was running. And we have video of her running. And God didn't heal her 6 months later. He healed her at that exact moment. But, you know, from what I understand, multiple sclerosis affects something like the coating around your nerves, and it keeps signals from being transmitted from your brain to your muscles and stuff. And so the multiple sclerosis was gone. But then her body had to recover. Just like if you cut yourself, you know what? You can, the moment you're cut, your body starts healing itself, but it may take a week or whatever for that to close up and for it to go. And then there may be a scar for a brief period of time, but over a period of time, it just totally goes away. Did you know that when you rebuke something, you could have the demonic problem, you could have the sickness gone, but then it takes a period of time for your body to recover. Now, God can do miraculous things, like where a person who's crippled just instantly stands up. Maybe they've never walked in their life, and so they don't even have any muscles. Their muscles have atrophied. God can do a miraculous cure to where you not only are healed, but then you are instantly restored and you're able to run and jump instantly. We had that happen last year with Wednesday morning. He was down here, if you were here at our conference, and he came in a wheelchair and had crutches, and I forget all of the things, but he had a terrible infection anyway. Wednesday was completely healed. His dad was here this week. Are you still here, Wednesday's dad? He's way here at the back. And he told me that Wednesday is doing really good, but he went out at 1 o'clock in the morning to get something. I think it was in London, and a dozen guys jumped him and beat him up. And so he knows martial art, and he did pretty good, but he wasn't very much effect against a 2x4 that was taken across his face. But anyway, he's recovering from that. But he's totally healed of all of the stuff. He was able to run and dance. Things like that can happen instantly. But the scripture also says you lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. There's two ways to receive. You can receive a miracle where instantly everything is restored. Or you can receive a healing where the sickness is gone and now your body just recovers and it takes a period of time to recover. There is no bad way to get healed. Everybody would love to have the instantaneous miracle where everything is just instantly restored. Like if you lost 50 pounds, you're healed and instantly you're back to your normal strength and weight. But you know what? It doesn't always work that way. Sometimes you get healed and then you have to start eating and take care of yourself and you gradually start gaining your health back. But there are so many people that because it's God, they just expect it to be totally supernatural and they just pray. And if they don't see instant results, then immediately they have thoughts of doubt. They think that nothing has happened because they can't see it. How in the world can you even use a television or a radio? Because all of those are based on the fact that there are signals happening that you can't see. And you have to turn that on and believe that it's going to work. Likewise, you have to believe that God is doing things that you can't see or perceive. And so it says in verse 20 again, on the morning as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you cursed is withered away. I said this on Friday night, but I can guarantee you he didn't just say this in a bland way. He was shocked. He was astonished. It was like, Jesus, look what you did. You just spoke to this fig tree. And here we are 24 hours later and the fig tree is dead. He was overwhelmed by it. And likewise, Jesus was marveling at his unbelief. And he said in verse 22, have faith in God. What's wrong with you guys? I've been with you 3 years. This is just about the end of his ministry, the last week of his ministry here on this earth. And he says, you still hadn't got it. 3 years later, and you're shocked to see the words that I speak come to pass. Jesus had spoken and calmed the storm. He rebuked the wind and then calmed the seas. That's an example of what I was just talking about. He didn't just rebuke the wind. If he would have just rebuked the wind, then it would have taken maybe an hour or 2 hours for the seas to calm down after the wind quit stirring them up. But he rebuked the wind and then he said to the sea, peace be still. Two different things. See, a lot of people don't understand that you can rebuke the sickness and disease and the devil leaves, but then your body's got to be dealt with. You've got to recover from the damage that was done to it. I believe that this autism, when we pray over a person with autism, we break the demonic power, but then whatever that autistic spirit did to the body, affected the mind or the senses or whatever, it takes a while for the body to start recovering. He didn't just say, peace be under the storm. He rebuked the storm and then said, peace be under the sea. You got to get rid of the demonic thing that causes the sickness, but then it takes a while for your body to recover and you got to speak to it. I don't know if you pay attention when I pray for people. I don't usually explain this, but I'll pray and I'll rebuke something. Like when I prayed with this lady about multiple sclerosis, I rebuked multiple sclerosis and commanded it to go. And I can tell when a demonic spirit leaves a person. Multiple sclerosis is demonic. It's a demonic attack. And I could tell that that demon spirit left. And then after it left, I started releasing the anointing of God to cause her nerves to recover and this coating around the nerves. And I started speaking life over her and speaking health into her body.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the power of faith-filled words. This five-part teaching series was recorded at the 2011 Grace and Faith Conference in Buxton, England. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series R1075 for CD or R3218 for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The fourth CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request RD09 titled Words Change the Natural World when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Also, be sure to check out the TV broadcast link to find out about the Gospel Truth TV program in your area. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I would like to encourage you to pray about becoming a partner with us. You know, we're reaching a lot of people through these radio programs, and the gospel is changing people's lives, but it costs money. I couldn't do this if it wasn't for our partners. I know many of you have been blessed by this teaching, and yet you've received, but you've never become a partner. I'd like to ask you to pray about it. I believe that the Lord is going to impress many of you about joining with us financially so that we can continue and even expand this radio ministry and the television ministry and all of the other things that we do. So please pray about becoming a partner with us, and then respond by calling in and letting us know that you're going to stand with us on a monthly basis.